Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. If you just tuned in, if you've been listening already, well, that means you're a highly intelligent individual. We regard your intelligence for that. I'm excited about having Governor Jim Gilmore back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Governor Gilmore is a longtime friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the former governor of the Commonwealth, the great Commonwealth of Virginia. And as I say, he's our friend. He's now with the law firm of Kelly Dry out of Washington. He is the leader of an organization called USASecure.org, which is an organization that's helping businesses and Homeland Security come together. And as I say, he's our friend. Governor, welcome back to the show.
Good, Jim. Thank you very much. And I can hear you're a very modest guy from your introduction.
That's me. That's what they call me, Mr. Humble. That's what they call me around here.
That's right.
It was good to see you a couple of weeks ago in Washington when I ran into you. Nice to see you.
Well, thank you. We were at the National Press Club, and the reason I was there, Jim, was I was announcing that my Homeland Security organization is going to go about the business of creating a blueprint for the first 72 hours of response to begin to give a real roadmap to people at state and local, federal government, private sector, and community leaders, some idea about what you really need to do in that first 72 hours of either a terrorist attack or a natural catastrophe.
We're going to do an
8-city tour.
And you're doing this in the name of USA Secure?
This is being done in the name of the National Council on Readiness and Preparedness. That's okay. A 501c3 that I've organized strictly for the good of the community. It's a charitable organization, and
right.
it's been quite successful so far.
Good for you. I'm proud of you for doing that. Tell us the 8 cities.
We're going to be going next week. As a matter of fact, we're going to start in Detroit, Michigan. We expect to do one in San Diego, California, Galveston, Texas, Charleston, South Carolina, probably Boston, and maybe in the upper Northeast, and then probably Des Moines, Iowa. Those are the places that we've settled down. We may go back into New Orleans, and there's an opportunity for Florida as well, particularly since there are areas that don't have terrorist attacks necessarily, but they have certainly natural catastrophes.
Well, smaller communities, flyover America communities, and I say smaller, they don't have to be tiny, but smaller like New Orleans and Nashville and St. Louis and places like that, those communities need some help in knowing how to be prepared for, because I'll tell you something, Governor, one of the things I fear is the ability for terrorists to use low-expense type of tactics like walking 1,000 people across the Canadian border with suicide vests on, and at the same moment at lunch on any given day walking into America's malls and blowing themselves up. Those are the kinds of things I worry about. I'm not worried so much about a nuclear bomb. I'm worried about those kinds of things.
Well, exactly. And, of course, it would be very disruptive. But if you had a plan in place, and if you had pre-planned it and then communicated it to the public, then when an attack like that happened, people would have some peace of mind of knowing exactly what the response was going to be and what their role is in it. And the philosophy that I've put out there is that we should not live in fear. We should not live in anxiety. We should not be uncertain of ourselves as Americans. We ought to understand exactly what we're going to do and then relax a little bit and move on, because there are other issues on the agenda of the nation that have to be addressed.
Right.
And we have to prepare for this terrorist and natural disaster issue and then move on.
Well, and I think you're right to include natural disasters in there, because the response is very similar, isn't it?
Yes. In fact, as everybody who's heard me before knows, I chaired a commission on Homeland Security.
Right.
They shortened it up to the Gilmore Commission.
Right.
You can find that report, those reports on the RAND Corporation webpage, rand.org, Gilmore Commission. And our philosophy there was, our thinking of the commission was that you did it, you had to have all hazards types of approaches. That way, when you spent money, you had some security of knowing that even though you were also preparing for a terrorist attack, you were also preparing for a hurricane or a flood or a forest fire.
Well, I encourage small business owners to contact their Chamber of Commerce, their mayor's offices, the councilman, council's office, the local emergency response organization, and find out what is their community doing about these things. But don't just say, what are we doing about preparedness? What can I do to help? Because I think all small business owners have a responsibility to contribute. And if more of us could get involved in this, then we that would be our best line of defense against the enemy, wouldn't it?
It certainly would, Jim. And this is imperative, and that's why my organization is going to do that. In either the fall or the spring, we'll have a national meeting, a national congress, to put the finishing touches on it.
When we come back, I want you to tell us about some of the topics that you'll be talking about in this tour, this national security preparedness tour. Right after these messages, it's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're visiting with our good friend, Governor Jim Gilmore. Stay with us.
I don't care where it goes.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Governor Jim Gilmore is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, former governor of the great state, Commonwealth of Virginia, chairman of the National Council on Readiness and Preparedness, which became the and also the chairman of the advisory panel to discuss domestic response capabilities for terrorism, which became the Gilmore Commission. And Governor, you're going to be doing an 8-city tour, maybe even more, over the next few months, helping flyover America, what I call flyover America, become better prepared. What are some of the things that you're going to talk about?
You know, our goal is that to focus people on the right kind of policy. And by the way, we know there are very able people who are out there working in local and state government and federal government also every day to do a good job. But the principle of getting this pushed down into the states and localities and private sector is absolutely essential, and it still hasn't been done after all these years. So NCORP is designed to do that. What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about the need for a national strategy, one that gives a 72-hour response plan to the communities, one that puts the emphasis on local community response and recognizing that we're on our own for the first 72 hours. Make no mistake about that. And then specifically, we think there need to be crisis response officers in the community. We think there needs to be a pre-positioned depot of materials. We think there needs to be a communications network between localities so that everybody understands what everybody's doing before and after a potential attack or catastrophe. These are the kinds of approaches that we think that need to be taken. But I want to real quick, while I got a minute, I met as recently as yesterday, Jim, with some people from a training organization connected to the Small Business Administration, a national organization, and they approached me and said that they wanted to be sure that small businesses got involved in the NCORP program.
Right.
They say they have offices all across the United States.
Which organization
in many communities.
Is this?
It's a National Business Administration training organization. I'm going to look right now and get the exact title of it. We were so focused on what needed to be done that I was very excited about it, to tell you the truth. And so I want your listeners to know that we think that small business needs to be involved in it also.
Well, small business is already involved to a large degree, but what we need to be, because we're part of the, we are the community. We're the, you know, we're the soccer coaches and the Cub Scout, the Den Mothers and all that sort of thing. And so we just need to know a little bit more from the professionals about what we need to do to help our communities be ready.
Well, that's exactly right, and we were very excited to meet with these folks, and we need to get them incorporated in. By the way, if any of your listeners...
If you'll introduce them to me, we'll make sure we get them on the show and talk about that with them.
Well, that's a great approach. If any of your listeners would like to drop me a note about what they think preparedness should be like at the community level, send it to James S. Gilmore III. People have heard of me, I think, for the National Council on Readiness and Preparedness. Their address is 7055 Courtyard Way, Haymarket, Virginia, 20169.
What about it? What about an email? Have you got an email that we could use?
Yeah, use jgilmore@incorp.org.
J. Gilmore.
incorp.org.
So that a lot of people would probably rather do the email. And folks, write him, and not only, you know, you said to tell them, but what if they've just got a question? They'd like to say, you know, any specific question, or maybe say, what can we do?
Yeah, we'll try to get an answer, and it'd be useful to have a list of people across the country who want to work on these preparedness issues. And so we'd love to hear from people and get their thoughts.
Well, Governor, I'm really proud of you for what you're doing. You came out of the governor's office, and you didn't miss a beat. You started working on national issues, leveraging your experience in your past professional experience in the military, as well as your chairmanship of the Gilmore Commission. And I want to say that I'm really proud of. I've watched this evolve over the last 5 years. This new direction that you're going in, and I want you to know that I consider that to be a very patriotic thing to do. And you're a true leader in America.
Well, thank you, Jim. And I am concerned very much about some other issues. I'm very concerned about the tax burden that is on individual people in the middle class and in small business. So we need to worry about those issues too.
What are your suggestions on that?
Well, my worry is this. The economy seems to be doing well, but there's nervousness across the whole country, and you have to ask yourself why. And I think that it's because people in the middle class are not doing maybe as well as we think. And the reason is that we're so heavily taxed. About 40% of our income is taxed away by government at all levels, federal, state, and local. At least 40%, and perhaps more by the time you pay business taxes.
In some states, it's more.
It's considerably more. So you're hardly making as much money as you can to live. And then what's happening with the residue that you get to keep, now we're paying higher gas prices. We're paying higher tuition. Tuition is running. Interest rates are up, particularly on small businesses. And I think that that there is more distress out there in the working business community of this country than maybe people realize. We've got to liberate people a little more. There's no way to do that, Jim,
other than to control
government spending. We have
one thing that's been proven is that supply-side economics work. When you tax Americans less, they produce more, and amazingly, almost magically, more revenue is created for the government, isn't it?
Well, I advocate controlling spending, and then that allows you to cut taxes and lower the burden on the working class of people in the business community, in the small business community.
And if you want to see,
if you get more money, then fine, you can do some more programs.
And if you want to see how not to do what Governor Gilmore just said, watch what's happening in New Jersey right now. one of the highest tax states in the nation. They got a deficit in the billions, and they want to raise taxes. What's wrong with that picture, ladies and gentlemen? Tintill will be right back with Governor Jim Gilmore. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend. You know the first.
Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Governor Jim Gilmore, a great American. And Governor, I know that you're going into a number of cities with your tour on preparedness, on emergency preparedness, whether it be for terrorism attacks or whether it be natural disaster or whatever. But I did note with interest that one of the cities that you're going to be going to is in Des Moines. And that's in the great state of Iowa. Aren't they? Isn't that like a good and important primary state too?
Well, I think they have a primary, but our goal here is to really focus on our charitable operation in terms of making sure that the people are prepared in Homeland Security.
I know you are, and I would be the last person in the world to say anything to the contrary. But while you're up there, Governor, why don't you just kind of look around in Iowa and see what's going on up there?
Well, I got a lot of friends in Iowa, but But you will also be in California and Texas and right. South Carolina, some other places.
Well, you might, well, here's the other thing. Look, you might be bumping into some other politicians up there, some current politicians in the Democrat and Republican Party. They may be wandering around up there, too. So say hi to
your hand on your wallet.
Say hi to your friends while you're up there in Des Moines. Governor, what are we going to do about getting, you know what I think, you know what I think our problem is with the, you're talking about the taxes. What I think our problem is we don't have any honesty about what's really happening. We don't have any leaders. We don't have enough leaders who are standing up and saying, you know what, we don't have an income problem. We don't have a revenue problem in the government. Clearly, in the Clinton administration, part of this happened in the Clinton administration. In the 90s, it's happening now in the Bush administration. Clearly, the government is collecting record levels of revenue. We don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. What's it going to take to get enough leadership in Washington to address that?
Well, I think that first we have to begin to change the way we think about government. We have to begin to think about restraining government spending. And only then can you get liberated to actually do some tax cuts. But right now, as long as spending can just run out of control, then, you know, people in much of the media will just say, oh, well, you're starving government, and you're cutting this and you're cutting that, and in order to give tax cuts, and that almost seems to be an immoral thing.
But, Governor, when you're,
we've got to understand addicts, that giving money back to people is a good thing.
When you're helping drug addicts overcome their addiction, you don't say, we have to just stop thinking about drugs. That doesn't work. You got to take dramatic action. And tax revenue is a drug to politicians in Washington, D.C., isn't it?
My concern is for the people that you represent out here, the working business people who are trying to run a business and make ends meet, and a new bill comes in the mail every day, and they're looking at something, you know, less than 50% of the money that they make in order to pay that bill. And I'm just really concerned about that. I think we have to make sure that the engine of entrepreneurship is very vibrant in this country.
Well, what we've got to do, Governor, is we've got to be more selective in the people we send to Washington. We've got to check the records of the people that we have sent up there who want us our vote again, and we have to make sure that we know whether they are big spenders or whether they're honest about what's really happening, whether they're the kind of people who are willing to say, you know what, we've got to cut back on spending, and the government, the federal government, needs to do less, not more. It needs to be smaller, not bigger. Those are the kinds of people I think we need to send to Washington.
There's things that have to be reoriented. There's no question about it. But we just have to remember who's paying the bill here and make sure that these folks can still feed their families and send their kids to college.
Absolutely. What else would you like to tell us about national security? Do you think the U.S. is more or less secure than it was 5 years ago?
Well, we're certainly much more conscious of it than we were, and people out there in the community are working very hard to think about security. But the key is that you can't just get to the point where you're just doing it haphazardly. It has to be a national strategy, and it has to be some sort of blueprint and template. And my hope is that our organization is going to be able to make a contribution on this. We're not trying to replace the people who are working in the field in this, but we are trying to be a partner and to help out.
And you're trying to also get people to operate on the same frequency, aren't you?
I am. And the main thing is you can't sit around and wait. We have to prepare, communicate that we are prepared and what everybody's role is, and then we can begin to think about some other issues.
Give us the name of your new.
About some of the economic
give us the name again of your new organization and the website too, please.
Yes, that is the National Council on Readiness and Preparedness, which is NCORP for short. And you know, if people want to drop me a little notice to what they think is necessary in the community, send it to NCORP, NCORP, 7055 Courtyard Way, Haymarket, Virginia, 20169, or an email, jgilmore@ncorp.org.
All right. Hey, Governor, thank you for being here. Thank you for all you're doing for America, all you continue to do, and for your leadership, sir.
Great. Thank you, Jim, for the chance to talk to your listeners.
Okay. Talk to you later. Governor Jim Gilmore, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be hearing more about him, I promise. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.